Do a pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do a roll call, Karen.
Mr. Redmond?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
First item, we're going to begin with the workshop portion of the meeting. We're going to start with the Finance Committee report. Mr. Pepper?
Please, Steve.
Okay. I've been in contact with the Division of Local Government Services about our transition budget. They reviewed all my information. They've approved it for the consent agenda. They did make one small change in our state aid figure. It's just in the timing of the figure. I had the supplemental ERT of $13,000 coming in the six-month period that comes in after that. So they've readjusted for that. But other than that, we are on for the consent, so we're going to get approved, and we will move forward with that. We are finishing the budget year. The revenues, I'm still at. I would say the best way to describe it at this point. I watch them every single day. I'm charting them every day. We have made a couple of the budget numbers that we hadn't made on the last meeting. We've made now. So now the big number is taxes. The current taxes. So other than that, I'm charting it along. The transition budget is basically done. The council has some leeway on what they want to do there. There's a little bit different adjustment to, we're not technically under the levy cap for the six-month period. There is a formal calculation that we have to do. There's a plus and a negative and a positive number that we have to be between. So you have some leeway there. If there's anything the council wishes to do, I would need to know that as soon as possible. I plan on having a budget ready as soon as I close out the books, which I'm hoping I can do within 7 days. Contingent on that I get the tax numbers in that time frame. But once I have the annual financial statement done, we can move forward on a budget. Perfect. You know, that's an actual introduction of a budget. But the way this is going to work is we're going to issue more than likely estimated tax bill. It's not more than likely. Unless we were to adopt the budget instantly, we're going to have to do estimated tax bills for the first billing, which would be the third quarter. And then we'll true up in the fourth quarter. Right now,
you'll go right into the next year, basically.
Yeah. Then it's a set calculation that the county will do for the first and second quarter billings, right. And then we'll get back to the true calendar year. What I wanted to say was, though, that we were predicated on coming in at 50% of the levy from the SFY 2012 year. We're off right now by $13,000 because of the timing difference on the state aid. But you also have more leeway on the, to go up. It's up to you whether that you want to go, whether you have something you want to do during this time frame. You can build surplus here through this. It's up to you.
We can talk. We don't got a good answer. Can I?
No. We have time. But okay. I just wanted to throw it out so you had something to think about. And right now, just in the mode of getting ready to close the books, going through. Canceling out, have a couple of resolutions at the next meeting, one of which cancels out that a payable that we had talked about for an attorney representing a prior council member.
Okay.
That's going to be on there. I'm bringing it to you guys because I just think that, I want everybody to be, this was out there. You guys had done the professional service, so.
We're talking about is things we made a purchase order for but never executed.
Right, in that particular
but it's on the books and we're close, so we didn't spend any money. It's right. Just something that's out there.
Yep.
Yeah, so we close all that out.
So I just want, most of the time I close the old payables on my own because they're an order that didn't go through or whatever
right.
The case may be by a department. But in this case, it's a little bit different. A
couple of things, right.
Yeah. And so, I'll be moving those forward on the next meeting, and I'll just keep you updated in the next meeting on how the revenues are coming in, how we're doing money-wise, and, then we'll get into the next year's budget.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve. Public safety?
In absence of Chief Blewett, I was told that there would be no report tonight. There was nothing formally presented to me unless anything was passed along to the governing body.
No, sir. I would, you know what, I'll add this on to finance, why not? We applied for, as we said, in I want to say it was October, Tim?
Yes.
Multi-million-dollar grant for the area around Captain's Cove Marina for FEMA. The first payment we are going to be made for the road is $24,746 that we don't have to spend of taxpayer money. And we got that approval last week from FEMA. And Tim is still negotiating more dollars and cents for the road repair. So we did get money from the grant we applied back in October for a combined application. Public safety, and we don't have anything. Administration?
Yes, Mayor, I have a quick report. Department of Public Works, they had 19 items to report on. Basically, they're in the spring and summer schedule. Park, beach cutting, brush pickup did take place throughout May. In all four zones, they attended the Waterwitch and South Bay lift station cleanings, service the pumps at Waterwitch. There were miscellaneous repairs made at Veterans Park, picnic tables repaired, painted, set out. A lot of work was done at Veterans and difference to Memorial Day as well. Under building and housing, code enforcement had 58 inspections done in May. There were 23 inspections that were done according to the report that were failed, which means he has to go back and do a re-inspection for whatever reasons. Notices were sent and follow-up to be scheduled on those. As an update on the police department, police property maintenance reports that were generated, there were 80 report forms generated when we met with the police department and code enforcement. Out of those 80, 22 of those items were repeat items that were already in the system. 16 sites were done with re-inspections that were okay. 19 reports are currently still in the system, and he's still tending to 23 of those reports as of June 1st. So out of those 80, he's gotten to about slightly half of them, and some of them are repeats, and some of them are in the system. So he's going to keep working on that. Under the construction, we have 41 permit fees, which were actually applications filed in May. He reports that there's a high level of activity in the construction office. Under zoning, there was a review of 19 zoning permit applications, and there's additional review of items regarding some steep slope issues that we're addressing. Mr. Mullen is also going to request that we review ordinance 21-65.27 to clarify section 3 of the deck setbacks based on the level. I guess there's an interpretation of how high or where a deck starts. So he wants to make sure that that's clear where the first livable space, and he'll put it in writing what he's looking to do on that.
Okay.
He would also like us to look at 2155 regarding the site plan requirements for change of use. In the opinion of Mr. Mullen, if the use is permitted and it's a change of use, but still permitted in that zone, right now the requirement is, I guess, a full site plan approval, and that's costly and time consuming. He would like to have some leeway to make those types of recommendations, if at all possible, based on the intensity of that change of use, if it's permitted in that zone. Okay. He'll also forward something to us on that.
Yeah, let's maybe talk about that at the next meeting in executive.
And I'd like to have him weigh in writing directly.
Maybe bring him in, even if you want to bring him in, whatever.
Okay. Parks and Rec, I'll keep it real short. May usage, there were over 24 group uses at the center. Senior citizens were very active. There were 12 special events held through the month. The summer recreation program is taking in applications now. The Kids on the Move program is still running. Upcoming events, we also have teen nights scheduled for June 15th and 22nd. And the movie on the beach for this season is going to be Goonies, which will be June 29th. Rec staff continues to do so. Also, I want to announce, I don't have the information in front of me, but the Senior Farmer Market Program, which enables eligible seniors to get vouchers to be used at the farmer's market, will be starting the first week in July. I don't have the income eligibility guidelines, but we will post them, and we'll make sure to get the word out that any seniors who are eligible should take advantage of that. I think this year they'll get $20 in vouchers that can be used at the farmer's market. From the administrative side, we did receive notice that we did get the summer food service grant of $11,146. That's an annual grant we applied for to do a nutrition program for the children at the community center. That's been approved. We will be talking about the open space grant a little bit later tonight. Monmouth County Community Development Grant application has been submitted for consideration based on the public hearing. That was the North Street pump and the roadway areas and drainage improvements. That application did make the deadline, thanks to DNM. We are reviewing applications for seasonal employment. Two other items to note. We're all fond of DOT because DOT has been doing lots of work in our area. We got another notice from DOT that in September they're going to be repaving Route 36. Well, hold on. No, no, don't.
Both sides at the same time?
It'll be an overlay. We've been assured from Union Beach down to the Highlands Bridge. So they're giving us enough notice that
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend, I hope not. But I figure we might as well put that out there now because we'll get ready for that. But they will have road closures. We've been talking about the routes of travel. And our recommendation is that they not use Miller Street as a U-turn. We want them to stay down, come under the bridge, and back up if at all possible. Lastly, the annual fall flu shot clinic is set for October 11th, which is a Thursday, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon at the TAC Towers. That's an annual event that the Regional Health Commission, the Senior Building, and the Recreation Department, and the Borough endorsed. That's it, Mayor.
I will all say the beach sifting, they did a great job. We were down there over the weekend on Sunday. I wasn't there Saturday, but on Sunday, and what, they had about 10 bags of debris? Yeah. Looked great. A lot of people told me they were very happy with it, too, so that's a good job down there. Library, Tara Ryan?
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I sent out a report today that you all got. I'm just going to talk about two items I want the public to know about. We are going to change the hours of the library slightly, and I will ask the borough clerk, Carolyn Clemens, to input that. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
But the changes, we're going to try it for the summer. We aren't getting much business on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so we're shooting to be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday from 2 to 4, and Saturday from 10 to 12, which is very popular. And the second public announcement is that we would like to have some kind of sing-along program for young people. We're thinking 10 and under at this point. We have a beautiful piano that is in the meeting room. It belongs to the rec center, but we had it tuned, and we would like to have a program throughout the summer, perhaps on Saturdays. We're looking for somebody who would like to volunteer once a month to come in and play the piano. So if anybody knows of someone who might want to do that or yourself, please contact me or let somebody on the council.
When you have the hours, give them to Carolyn, put them on the board, sure. Or put them on the website.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Twinkle, twinkle. Highlands Business Partnership. Carla?
Hi, yes, Mayor. Thank you. For the Visual Improvement Committee, we're working on getting the wall power washed at the top of Miller Hill for the new mural that's going to be painted by a local business owner. We're continuing the Bay Avenue maintenance program. We have trying to tweak it a little bit.
Looks good, by the way.
Some complaints about blowing on certain residential properties, so we're going to be addressing those areas with brooms and shovels. The Marketing and Events Committee, we're underway with the Taste of Highlands, which is going to be held on June 23rd. From noon to 6 p.m. Originally, we were going to try to sell all 500 tickets in advance at the participating establishments. We are going to probably have about 100 tickets for sale on the day of the event, which you can purchase until 2 p.m. at Huddy Park. So far, we have 19, the final number is 19 participating establishments, which will be giving you a food sample. And 16 establishments that will be giving a cocktail with addition to their food sample, and that's $40. And we have party limo buses that are going to take people around. You check in at Huddy Park or Veterans Park, and you receive a backpack, and we were able to get sponsorship. We have a full-color backpack, which is going to have the visitor guide and area information, and a map that's going to, if you take the map around to each establishment, all 19 establishments, and I can read them if you want, and you get it stamped at each establishment, you drop it off on the limo bus before 6 p.m., and you're eligible to win a $200 big buck, which is good at any participating business that was on the Taste also have a radio interview set up on News 12 on June 20th, promoting the Taste of Highlands. We had a Comcast newsmakers interview today promoting the Farmers Market and the Clam Festival and La Playa at Sea Street as enhancing our visitor destination with the summer concerts and stuff taking place down there.
Got a ribbon cutting this weekend?
And then, yes, June 10th, thank you. We have ribbon cutting scheduled for Cranky Cycles, who requested to wait until the spring, and Gerd Snacks and Spices, 157 Bay Avenue.
And what?
We have the, oh, La Playa's grand opening, I'm sorry, thank you, is July 6th, 7th, and 8th. There'll be three grand openings. We'll be forwarding information to the borough.
Does everybody, why don't you tell everybody what it is?
Okay, La Playa means beach, and Sea Street has decided to, everybody, some people may know that Sea Street at one time, formerly Connors, a lot of us, that was a destination at one time, a hotel and swim club, and the owners of Sea Street wanted to, enhance our Destination Highlands program by bringing people in to have family fun, beach, food, tiki bar, live entertainment, stage, on the beach like it once was. And that's going to be, they partnered up with a local business owner, Chilango's, Leo Cervantes, and they'll be having all kinds of activities taking place from Sunday through, they'll be closed Monday. So from Tuesday through Sunday, it will be open at the former Connors Beach. And it's called La Playa. It's very beachy, kind of palm trees theme, and will be a good time, and hopefully will be successful, and will be operating throughout the fall. And there'll be all kinds of entertainment on the beach concerts like we once had with live bands, and you can get food, beach food and drinks. As well as some daytime activities for children when the
like on weekends, right? When there's no,
there'll be like clowns or maybe some exercise classes, whatnot. The final schedule has not been determined, but they're looking at a grand opening date of July 6th.
You'll send us stuff ahead of time,
and that's going to be forwarded to the borough so everybody knows.
We'll assume on the website.
We'll be on highlandsnj.com.
Is the map for the Taste on the website?
Not yet. We're working on it now. We just had one last restaurant sign up.
Okay.
I can tell you that it's Andy Shore Bar, Bar's Landing, Bay Avenue Bakery, Bay Avenue Trattoria, Chilango's, Chubby Pickle, Clara, Clam Hut, Driftwood, Gert Snacks and Spices, Grimaldi's, Francesco's, Havana, Inlet, Lusty Lobster, Off the Hook, Original Oyster, Twin Lights Tap House, and Wings and Say.
Perfect. Thank you, Carla. Carla always gets her money's worth. Shared services. I apologize. We went a little late with the executive session. We were talking about, give you an update of what we can share. We're talking about a possible dispatch shared service with Atlantic Highlands, and we're just still sorting out if that's viable or not. So there's nothing new to report. We're still in the talking phase. Last one on, we have Sewer Authority.
Yes. At the last meeting of the Sewer Authority, we got word from TOMSA that the alternative path for the replacement sewer line that is going down Navsink Avenue, around the bend at Stone Church, and then up Sears Avenue does not represent a problem to TOMSA in terms of capacity. And so that basically was the last hurdle that the project has to face.
We have that in writing.
We will be getting a project timeline from TNM at the next meeting that will take us through to the completion of the project, and at that point we can superimpose our dissolution activities between the lawyers, the mayor, and
there's really nothing holding us back.
There's nothing holding us back after the last meeting.
Right. Correct. Perfect.
But they, Atlantic Highlands is looking to meet with you and me.
Sooner than later.
sooner than later. Okay. And so I was away last week. I will.
All right. All right. Rick, you want to add anything? I know you signed up for it too. Okay. Thank you. Other business. First, we have FEMA house lifting program financing discussion.
Mr. Pepper.
Okay. This was brought to my attention after the last meeting. I made some calls and did a little research, and Dale helped me out with some of the answers. The grant is a reimbursement grant. However, because of that situation, we're going to have to do a bond ordinance to authorize debt up to at least the amount of the grant in order to pay the contractors before we get the reimbursement from FEMA.
Which I think we knew, didn't we know that?
Okay.
So I think we talked about that.
And the big question that came up in regards to that was whether or not the borough was going to have to come up with a 5% down payment.
Okay.
Well, the answer is because that grant will come through the office of the New Jersey Office of Emergency Management, we will not have to raise a 5% down payment on anything other than if we put something else in over and above the grant.
Okay.
If we were to add something to that. So we won't need that. However, we can't move forward until we have the actual grant agreement. Until they give you that letter that says congratulations, you got the money.
And do we have any idea of the time frame on that?
We have to meet with the affected property owners, make sure everybody's on board before we submit the applications. That's going to happen over the next couple of weeks.
Lori's about that from your office?
Yes. Those will be night meetings. We'll be reaching out to the homeowners. Mm-hmm. I think you had mentioned in the past you wanted to attend those meetings.
Yeah, at least one or two of us should. I'd like to be there. You know, we don't
absolutely
have three people there, but you know.
Right. Is there any nights that's better?
Anytime after 7:30, I'm good. Any night we don't have a council meeting or planning.
Sure. That's fine.
And at some point, the homeowners that sign on, can they at some point back out, leaving us on the hook?
I have not seen the agreement, so I have.
So you would have to read that legal.
I've not seen anything about this agreement ever before, so until we get something in writing, I don't know.
I mean, they have done this.
There'll be individual agreements with each property owner that Bruce will be helping us out with.
Right.
Just because, you know, of the logistics, getting the money from FEMA, there'll be 30,000 potentially plus that they'll have to get through their ICC, through the insurance. And the FEMA is coming in with about 91.5 per house right now.
Right. Okay, so the next step is we have a meeting.
Yes.
Everyone gets the letters. Bruce looks at them to make sure we're covered
right.
Legally.
The agreements get executed.
And we have to do a bond to cover it, and then we get paid back from the grant.
Right, we submit the application. FEMA then comes back. FEMA has told us what the amount will be.
Right, you already know
it's a formal application submission.
You have that in writing from them, too, I assume?
Well, yes. We will have it in writing. We have meetings with FEMA, with Nancy Parker from FEMA. Once you submit the application, they come back with a formal agreement, which states the dollar value.
Little process.
And then we go
from there. Okay, sounds good. Next up, we have the Highlands Garden Club request for an annual donation. This is the normal request, right? We all got it in our packets. I know I have it in front of me. I'll offer to do it because we do it every year, and it looks good.
Second.
Second by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond.
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill.
Yes.
Mr. Francie.
Yep.
Mayor Nolan.
Yes. Review of the engineer's proposal for a third supplier of electric. Dale, is that you, bud?
Yeah, I could give you an update on this. I mean, obviously, you know, the energy deregulation in New Jersey. We've had experience with this on a couple other communities in Monmouth County. They realize the annual savings of between 21 and 34%. Looking at your numbers quickly, it looks about 25 to 30%, you know, somewhere in that range we can save you annually. It does have to be competitively bid. And because the rates are so volatile, basically, say if you receive bids at 1 o'clock, you'd have to make an award by 4. It's usually about a 3-hour window. So we'd have to have a special meeting to award. And then there's separate deals if you go with a 1-year or 2-year deal with them. Basically, this is, you would authorize us to get all the documents put together, advertise for the bid for the energy suppliers, receive the bids, analyze them, and then prepare a recommendation of award for you to do. Like I said, about a 3-hour window.
So this would be something where you're going to put out a proposal for 3 suppliers. Do we have the 3 suppliers yet, or are
No.
you going to put it out? Okay. And is this going to be just electric or electric and gas?
This would just be electric.
Okay.
Dale, is this transmission or this is generation?
I'd have to check, Steve. I don't know. I don't want to tell you one way or the other. I can get that information for you.
You got to iron that out and Also, I'd like to propose we add electric and gas, because there are companies that can do both.
It says here, third-party supplier of electric generation.
So it's not the transmission. Just so everybody knows, so when you look at electric...
Does anybody have a problem adding in gas, too, because there are companies that do both? Okay, Dale?
I'll go back.
Company that can do both, or one of each, just make sure we...
What I'll do is I'll talk to Lori, see what she has on that. I'll get back to you just to let everybody know what the situation is, and we can move forward off of there.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
HBP request for craft beer festival event. Carla, I'm assuming the chief's okay with this? And the reason I'm asking is it's the week after. That was a good answer. It's the week after the Oktoberfest, correct?
I don't know. I submitted. I think I copied.
He CC'd on it. I understand that. And I don't.
I didn't get any questions about it.
Okay, let me ask you this. We're still having the Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
That's in Veterans Park. This isn't Honey Pop.
No, I see.
Maybe at another location. We're not really sure.
What was that? I know. I'm sorry.
We're trying to see if it's feasible to have it at C-Street.
Be too close.
But we're just seeking council approval. Because, the vendor that came down and I attached all of their credentials, they do these craft beer festivals.
Did anybody get anything from Chief if he's not online with this? Or?
Okay. No. He didn't submit anything at this point. We haven't actually had the an event meeting regarding this. It was just the concept that was brought forward.
I will...
you could see their credentials. They have security. They
What is the benefit to the town to have a drinking festival week after we have a drinking festival?
This particular one pays for the Christmas decorations.
This is going towards park improvements, all the proceeds. Everything we raise is going back into the town. And basically, it's a very niche. It's almost like, as you can see from the credentials, there's very big events held in Philly and at Ball Stadium, so Asbury Beer on the Pier, and basically what it is the promoter is going to be doing all of the work, selling the tickets online. We're basically just getting our feet wet. It's almost like a wine tasting, but craft beer. Upcoming.
Can I ask you a question? The only reason I asked you about the chief was some of these have in here that they've drawn 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Well, we're going to limit ours. What we're going to do is
he's advertising online.
No, what we're doing is by the number of ticket sales. It's only going to be two shifts. I think I put the shifts in the letter.
You did.
And I don't have a copy in front of me. And the shifts...
So 500 people come and they don't realize they didn't buy a ticket. They're just turned
right, that's it. It's only by the ticket sales. And they're going to be pre-sold on the promoter's website.
Okay.
So we're going to know in advance. There probably won't be many available that day, if any at all. And then we're going to have two shifts, which is also a requirement of the ABC when we pull a fare permit. Usually they require a break in between the shifts.
And it'll be a limited number of people that can attend each shift.
Number? Did I put it in there? I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Basically just the Francis question.
I think we said, I think we were going to limit it to 1,000 for both shifts. So it would be 500 a shift. That was feasible.
How much are you selling each ticket for?
It's $12. It's $40 for the ticket. It's 25 craft breweries, and they bring them all. And then we have to pay them $12 a ticket for the promotion and the ticket sales to the promoter. So we're using a company just because we've never really done it before, just to kind of.
Are we going to line up parking somewhere?
We're going to ask C Street to park there.
You guys are getting real tight now, huh?
So you have imagine that vendors in the park.
25 craft breweries, yeah.
Plus 500 people.
They want our local restaurants involved. The promoter. We're going to do some kind of either a chili and rib, some kind of cook-off contest.
Are we blocking the streets?
Yeah, I was just going to say they might have blocked.
We're probably going to ask just to block the water.
Bay Water Witch.
Yeah. But again, we'll go over that with the chief.
Okay, so you want to run this by him first? I mean, I don't mind saying let's go forward as long as he's okay with the...
And it may not be an issue if we can have it somewhere else. That's kind of like...
The only issue you would have at C Street is egress and regress of 500 people driving and drink, they're driving there to drink. And, you know what I'm saying?
But it is on a Saturday, so
I get that, but they're not going to have tea. They're going to have beer.
No, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're down there, it actually means they are driving there and driving out.
Yeah. Whatever you guys would like.
Just run it by the tree. I mean, I think it's a positive thing, but it could, you can see how it could turn to negative. You know what I mean? If we don't control it.
And I believe they bring in all of their, like, the security. It's explained in the...
Just lay that out to him and make sure he's okay with it. Because, you know, 500 people in Huddy Park with vendors and maybe restaurants, you know. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you got 750.
Do we need to do a resolution
for this? The biggest problem. Yeah, I mean, you're not serving small 2 ounce glass.
No, but you get someone, you know what I'm saying.
And they're doing what they get them served this and keep it.
Right. Okay, so what do we want to do, guys? Let's have the chief look it over, and then we'll talk about it. Do you need it tonight or the next meeting, okay?
We can approve it pending.
Pending his approval, right. Okay, I'll offer that.
Ben Marinello?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Malone?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Open space grant program. Tim, I believe that's you.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick update. The Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant Program has been announced as available. Historically, Monmouth County allocates $2 million in the open space grant program. It's very competitive. Every municipality in Monmouth County can apply for the money. There's a max of $250,000 that can be applied for, and it is a dollar-for-dollar match. We'll be setting up probably a public hearing in July, possibly. The application deadline is Wednesday, September 19th, but once we decide upon the project, the difference between this and the community development project is you have to have the specific project advertised for the public hearing. Okay, so we'll have to decide, you know, between then and now, what project we may want to apply for.
Okay.
And then move forward from there. So we'll be getting more information in while we have a discussion. If anybody has any comments or suggestions, we'll be setting up a forum to do so.
Thank you, Tim. Pedro's license review. Rick, that was you, right?
Right. I'm just going to look in. I just wanted to say that I want to look into the and review the licenses to make sure that they're used. I don't think all of them are being used, and if they're not, we should turn back into the system so other people have an opportunity to get them. You know,
where this came from, we had a lady basically came down, and I was happened to be here last Friday or Friday before, and she came to the counter, and I talked to her because she used to have a peddler's license. She still has it, I should say. She used to use it. Her husband got sick, she couldn't do it for a little while, and in the meantime, someone else who had a peddler's license took her quote-unquote spot. So we're trying to put something in place where, you know, this
hot
doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Yeah, I mean,
I know that. You know,
I mean, I think
that's
kind of what was on the weekend, because one was on one corner, one
was on
the
property,
street.
Too, right?
Wasn't
yes,
one
it
on,
is.
But
wasn't
I was
on
like,
tennis
I mean, wouldn't it be more beneficial by the other side of town?
You would think,
yeah.
But you know how
yeah,
it
what we did is we reissued the ordinance to all the current.
Yep.
So
which they're all provided that when they get the license.
Right.
You know,
so we're going to check and see who has filed with the Board of Health inspects, correct? They all have been.
Yes, they do.
So we'll find out, I guess, through that who has them and who doesn't. And if they don't want to use them, you should make them either you use them or you give them up.
Yeah. It's got to be a term, obviously.
How do you monitor the use of it?
The other thing is this, too.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, you have
some. Please, guys.
Mr. Mayor,
Chris.
I think. Carolyn has a, you know, has raised an issue. How do we monitor it? But at this point, I think we need the license holder to show us, say, 3 months of
right, some kind of use, not just one day a year.
Usage report. How many days were you out this
right.
year?
I mean, I'm sure they are. I say that with tongue in cheek. I'm sure they are filing tax returns based on their income.
That makes one
for the cash basis.
But in reality, I've looked and I've only seen two of the six licenses.
Correct. I would agree with
and,
you on that.
And that's the other thing I'd like to bring up at this point. I think the licenses should be in a lottery. There are
they
more
are
people.
They are.
When they're
given
available.
Up.
No. I'm saying a lottery every year.
Well, no, we have people that have invested in that
maybe
business,
they bought the car
so
or whatever.
If they're using it, they should be able to keep it.
If they're using it, the
right,
question
right,
is
that's
saying.
Exactly
yes.
right. And that's going
to
be the problem.
If you're not using it, I'm not going to take it from you and give it to Carolyn. We're going to put it, it says in the ordinance that it goes into a lottery.
We need to
transfer or sell it.
Right. But what we need to figure out is what time frame we're going to say they don't have it anymore when they don't use it. Now, if somebody's sick a week or two, whatever, even a month.
No, I think 3 months usage is fine.
That's fine. We just got to figure that out.
Right. There's a good chance that right now this is June. Mm-hmm. It's almost half a year's gone, and some of them haven't hit the street.
Here's the problem you have.
But also, it includes ice cream and trucks, sure, stuff sure. like that. That you don't see all year because they like to be around the summer.
But here's the problem you have. We say 90 days, and somebody gets it, they don't use it for the summer, so someone else gets it in September. Does it help them? Not really. So we got to look at all
well,
that.
I think what I would do is do some sort of usage report. But you right, don't care how much money they make, how many days do you use your report.
That's what we're going
to
look
into. And if you don't tie that report to the peddler's license, you can lose your license.
Moving forward, Rick would like to tighten it up. We've had this discussion.
Right. Yeah. I support
we're
that.
Good. We're with you 100%. Tim, are you going to speak on the short-term rental discussion, or is it Bruce?
At this point, we don't have any update. I think at the last meeting, Mayor, we were doing additional research, and we haven't met with code enforcement and construction at this time.
Did we get any other comparable towns? We were going to get those.
We're still looking into the updated information at this time.
Okay. I know some are changing theirs also, as this is happening in other towns. So, okay, we're moving right along the consent agenda. Does anybody at the table have anything they want to take off, add, comment on?
I just need to clarify. The agenda said it was May 23rd minutes, I believe, Mr. Padula.
Yes,
it to my attention, but it should be May 16th.
You brought it to your own attention?
No, Mr. Padula.
May 16th, perfect. Perfect. Okay. With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second
by Ms. Kane, Mr. Redmond.
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill.
Yep.
Mr. Francie.
Yes.
Ms. Kane.
Yes.
Mayor Nolan.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Resolution approving HBP social affairs permit. Which one is this for, Carla?
Lampa.
Mr. Mandron, are we okay with this? I know you had a meeting with two council people.
Rick and Kevin were there and got an agreement.
So we're all set on this then?
Yes.
Okay. You're comfortable. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Wow. I'll offer.
There is a monetary.
She's smiling, so she's
a monetary value
speaking
set.
For the record. Everything's fine.
Right. There's a monetary value set. It might differ from the way we discussed to another way.
But the end result will be the same.
The end result is you're going to get your money, Don. Right. You don't care where
you're
going to
oversee that, right, Greg?
Okay.
You're going to make sure.
You're going to be making donations to the
end. We don't, listen, that's fine. You're handling it. You got an agreement. I'll offer it.
By when we say November 1st?
Yes. Okay.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Okay.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to resolution R12-123. This is a resolution approving retirement and release and separation agreement.
Bruce, this is standard. We all got it. Nothing's changed since the last time we talked about this?
Since the last time we talked about it, we removed the portion about captain.
Right, that's it.
And actually, the dollar amount is a little bit less because of some time.
So we lost a captain and a dollar amount. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any?
Going to alter the retirement process?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It was just a matter of scheduling.
Yeah, to get the
exact dollar. We anticipated some days that right. 20 months, they actually had 21, so we had, since he got paid for that, we had to take it off.
Take it off the top.
And pay it in May and March. Right.
And does
no,
the person?
Yeah, the captain's gig.
He's done. Yeah.
All right, good enough.
Okay, with that, I'll offer.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Resolution R12-131. This is a resolution approving social affairs permit for the VFW.
Okay.
This is for the rear of the building, correct?
Like normal?
Right.
Normal thing now, Mr. Mayor?
Okay.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr.
Yes.
Redmond? Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Resolution R12-136, resolution approving fire department membership application. This is for Scott Burkhart.
Okay. I saw this today or yesterday. I read it over. It looks okay to me. Thank you. You're on the fire department. I assume you're good with this?
Yep.
Okay. I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to ordinances, on for introduction and setting of a public hearing date for July 18th is Ordinance 0-12-13.
Hang on, we have number 5, who Bruce was going to do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what it's
yeah.
Let's give it a number.
137?
That sounds good.
Imagine that. 137. I'm smart, dude. Please, go ahead, Mr. Padula.
Resolution regarding approval of two agreements with Captain's Cove Marina, whereas The borough and Captain's Cove Marina have been negotiating over several issues related to the repair of the marina and Washington Avenue from damage caused by Hurricane Irene, whereas the parties agreed to certain terms which permit the borough and the marina to each repair their own property. Now, therefore, be resolved by the mayor and council that the agreements concerning, one, the issuance of a mercantile license for Captain's Cove, and two, concerning conditions related to the repairs made by the marina and an exchange of easements, are approved in substantially the same form as attached hereto and as presented by council, subject to final execution of the agreements by all parties.
And this is agreed upon, I assume, with Mr. Rozak's attorney?
Yes.
Okay.
Offered by Mr. O'Neill.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mayor Nolan. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Absolutely.
Ms. Gaines?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. Moving on to ordinances on for introduction, setting of a public hearing date for July 18th is Ordinance 0-12-13, an ordinance supplementing Schedule 1 of Chapter 7-3.4, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, of the revised general ordinances of the borough towns to prohibit parking at all times on Locust Street south to east of Willow Street to its terminus.
I'll open the public hearing. Anybody want to comment on this, no parking?
This is just for introduction.
Oh, I apologize. So we're going to introduce for the next
July,
meeting?
For July.
July.
Some clarification. At this point, there seem to be cars that are tucked in against the buildings. And I don't know to what degree...
That impedes them?
Yeah. No. Whether that's what we mean to stop that also.
Right, can they still do it or not?
Parking on either side, I believe the chief's recommendation when we were doing this because of the traffic and thoroughfare there, no parking on either side. We did the survey, and the survey shows our line right off the house on the corner.
Okay.
So no parking on either side blocking that egress.
It was only a few feet right off the line.
Some of them were a few, one was...
6 inches or something.
One was through the
liberty. Okay. So the... And okay. It also does prohibit emergency vehicles if needed.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment? Or we're going to set, what's the July 8th? Do we know?
July 18th.
July 18th. Does anybody at the table have a comment? Okay, I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Gaines?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction, setting up a public hearing date for July 18th is Ordinance 0-12-14, an ordinance granting... Did we want to do this for June? Is there enough time?
Yeah, I think you need 10
minutes.
June 20th.
The title's different on the ordinance than in the agenda.
Let's try to get the right title.
Yeah.
Got it. On for introduction, setting up a public hearing date for June 20th. Is Ordinance 0-12-14 an ordinance granting an access easement to RA Multimedia Corp. doing business as Captain's Cove Marina to maintain the underlying support for its bulkhead along Washington Ave and accepting a drainage easement from RA Multimedia Corp. doing business as Captain's Cove Marina.
Okay. And we want an offer for a public hearing on the 20th, correct?
Correct.
All right, I'll offer that.
Offer by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to public
portion. I have Tara Ryan first on the list.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Tara Ryan, 17 Ocean Street. Okay, the first issue is the ceremony naming the Azulino Bridge. I found out about it as I was driving by, and I'm sure that the council and et cetera were invited. Did anybody make it to the ceremony?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Thank you.
And it was very well done.
It was nice. They did a really good job. That was really run by Jen Beck. And
that's what I figured. Yeah. Okay, but because there was nothing in public about it.
Might have been 75 people.
I would say. See what's going on. Okay, thank you. And the second is recently there was the Paint the Town Pink ceremony, ongoing ceremony for surrounding towns sponsored by Riverview. And it seemed to me that many towns were involved and we weren't. I'd like to know, one, were we invited to...
Everybody was invited.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we didn't?
We found out too late.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I was meeting with a group of women last week and also spoke with Ms. Curdy here as I was coming in. And there's a group of women who would very much like to be involved.
If you want me to pick to get your group, be the chair and we'll... will be supportive.
I'm not going to do this one.
Just if you don't mind, correspond one of the council people, and we'll do everything we can to help you out on the back end.
I emailed them and haven't heard back. But
who'd you email?
I emailed Riverview. And
oh, okay. I actually have I have a contact for you.
Okay, great. And there's another group of women I'll speak to that who are interested. Thank you.
I'll give you my card. I got a contact for you. That's the guy who runs
let's
it.
Do it.
Thanks,
Mr.
Ryan.
Thank you.
Mr. Mandra.
I'm Mandra, 268 Bayside Drive. There's two things on that bridge ceremony. VFW was never invited, and Joe Pasolino was a charter member. He was one of the founders of the VFW here in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would have sent the honor card up.
I apologize, Steve, but we didn't run it. We were, like, I was invited to the party. I didn't, you know what I mean?
And the other thing is, Monday night, we had terrific flooding down on Bay Avenue.
Sunday also, to be honest with you.
Sunday too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really bad. It was worse than I've seen in a long time.
I think Sunday might have been worse than Monday, but I message taken.
Really
Monday night, I had to park at the bank. I couldn't even get off.
Yeah, it was all the way up. But I got to take the Jones.
I've already spoke to, at the ceremony, I spoke to Freehold Director Curley, and it's in the process of happening.
When are these fellows going to finish working on Bay Avenue? They've been working, they haven't worked in a couple of
years. What's the time frame? What's the holdup and what's
the
time?
Well, basically, they started back today. Didn't get much done because of the tides. The tides came up and, you know, limited them as far as replacing pipe.
Full moon right now.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Close to flooding.
Once they get the pipes in, they can move, you know, full bore. They're supposed to be getting their concrete crews in hopefully next week. They'll start with the road. They're anticipating being out of here, you know, mid-July at this point, weather permitting. You know, if they don't, as long as they don't get a long string of rain, mid-July isn't out of the question to be done with that project.
Obviously, our hope against hope is the big ticket from FEMA for the flood mitigation, which, you know, we've been getting a lot lately, so hopefully it just keeps going. And that's the end, not the end all, but it'll make a big impact on it. Thank you, Mr. Mandra. Roger Clementi?
164 Vernon Avenue. I have a question about the landslide on Shore Drive.
I'll see if we can answer you because we are in two lawsuits now.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Is there any kind of update from FEMA?
I'm going to have to turn it over to my attorney.
He asked from FEMA.
I personally haven't spoken to him on that.
We haven't heard any updates.
There's a drainage pipe running through the property that's blocking the water. And as the water rises, the people are building the bank. More water is going to cause more of a problem. Is there anything that can be done to unblock that drainage?
We'll take a look, but other than that, I wouldn't comment on anything.
Well, I'll have Tim take a look, sir, and we'll see what we can do. Right? We can't go on a record comment now because we've been served in two
minutes. The other thing, are you aware of the landslide down in Atlantic Islands?
Atlantic Islands?
On the trails, on the
trail. I heard there was something, but I haven't seen it.
Close the trail.
I'm not a professional engineer, but this whole area from Atlantic Islands down to Twin Lakes. You're going to have a problem with the water. The water is not draining. I mean, somebody got to take a look at it. And, you know, they got that path all the way down up against the bank, and water can't drain. The waters are in. Something's got to be done. And it's not only all over here in the Highlands. It's
well, clearly,
Atlantic,
it's
right. The Atlantic Highlands, too. And there was a study done by the State Police Department for earthquake, and they had all these seismic studies and everything else. So you guys should take a look at that also.
Okay.
The other question I have on the raising the houses, the FEMA money, they're going to give $91,000.
That was the.
What FEMA said, it's about $91,500 per house, and then you know they're anticipating $121,500 per house. $91,500 will come out of FEMA. The other $30,000 will come out of the ICC, which is the homeowners insurance. And then if there's anything on top of that, it would come out of that insurance also.
Does the homeowner have to be reimbursed, or that's
The homeowner's got to, has to sign an agreement to sign on the program so they don't back out midway. Right. So once they get in, they get in.
But does the homeowner actually have to repay? You have to, you know.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem, sir. Claudette DeRigo?
That's me. I have the same question about Washington Street. We flooded on Monday, which we have not flooded forever. And it came all the way down Seadrift, right down to the bulkhead.
Okay.
It's coming off Washington. It's coming off where the road crashed. We got to get that fixed. What's going on?
But we just approved everything to get it fixed.
Okay, but you know how long it's going to take? I mean, this, we're not even in hurricane season.
No, I don't. What we're going to do is try to get it done as quick as possible in a coordinated effort between public and private. We have everything in place, it seems, right now. We got a couple of dollars from FEMA for our end, and we're going to try to work amicably together. We've had a lot of discussions, positive ones, back and forth, so I think we'll be ready to go very soon.
Okay, when we were moving our cars, we had a discussion with the police officer, and he mentioned to us something about pipes not being the right size put in the road, and that's part of the drainage problem that we're having. Is that an issue that we know?
No.
I would check his engineering degree.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm asking.
No, but, I mean, I would tell you that, you know, what we're trying to get done town-wide is going to update everything to what we don't have now, but at the time anything's done, it meets all the specs, because there's usually grant money or bonding money involved, so it has to meet the specs when you do it.
Okay.
Is that it, ma'am?
That's it.
All right. Pat Phillip, I believe it is. Phillip? Yes, ma'am. How are you, Pat?
Good. I ask one question.
Please.
Bay Avenue and Cedar, that's all right. There's a house, and it's all overgrown.
Okay.
So, in other words, when you're coming out of Cedar, which is the only way for people fit their fortune
to come out, right?
You got to come all the way out. You cannot see a pedestrian, you cannot see a car.
It's in your line of sight now, basically, the overgrown?
Well, I told the poor, what do you call him, what's that little guy, what does he do?
The code guy?
Yeah. And I
didn't want to say a name, but I was wrong, and I was calling him a little guy.
And I finally got it done, and now it's overgrown again.
Okay.
My grandson was hit by a car there.
You want to,
please,
tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Tim will get someone down there tomorrow.
Yeah, right. He was tapped by a car.
Thank God, nothing, you know.
Yeah, it was good. That I need done.
Tim will be down there tomorrow, mm-hmm. Someone else will.
Now I have another issue.
Please.
Tim's not running the rec center anymore. Who's running the rec?
Well, Tim has his hand down there, but he's not in the day-to-day operations.
Oh, God, Tim, too bad you want that. what is the criteria for somebody to be hired?
Fill out an application, number one, I assume, start.
And then, what else?
See, they have a lot of people right now. We're fortunate. We have a lot of youngsters that are returning from last year, so right. They already know, for lack of a better word, the program. Sometimes they cycle out as they, you know, graduate from college, whatever. I just know in general we have a lot of people coming back, which is a good thing. Other than that...
Well, I don't have a problem with the people that have been there.
Sure.
But I do have a problem with one person in particular.
Okay.
There was three different children, two boys and a girl. One of them happened to be my grandson, which he did not tell me, or his father or mother, because he thought he would get kicked out of the, you know, out of the rec or whatever.
Are you talking about criteria for working or going to the programs? Oh, okay.
She,
I assume you do an interview after you had an application?
Yeah, but I think she's going down a different
path. Pretty much
I'm
it.
Going down a different path.
Okay, good. Ahead.
This woman got in his face. I'm talking like this looks.
That works there?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was three different children. He never said anything. Someone else told us.
Okay.
Now, I just...
You have to. Can you speak to Tim privately? I don't want to air it, you know, public, but you want to speak to Tim privately and tell him who you're talking about and he can address it?
Yeah,
he's a borough administrator, so in the end, he's in charge of all our employees.
Okay, Jen. Could you, I mean, you know, he's 9 years old. Of course, he's full of and vinegar. You know what I'm saying? But you can't get in somebody's face like that. Right?
Okay.
Tim knows. Right?
He'll just speak to him after the meeting, if you don't mind.
I appreciate it. And is there a list for the 13 houses that are going to provide?
Is that public yet?
Yes.
We didn't list the houses.
No, we didn't list them, only in our packet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But can you make it public? It's not there, right?
Just to ask.
Sure, actually, I had an email.
All right.
Hey, there's a question. Someone who did review the list, I think it says 13 houses, but there weren't actually 13 separate addresses.
Yeah, what happened was those properties, FEMA mistook a couple of the properties for, I think, one.
For their picture, right?
Right, it was a duplex. And they,
it was a picture, right?
Right, there was a picture that they used, but it wasn't clear.
Okay.
And also, I just would like to say hallelujah that the living is going to be fixed.
Okay. Next up is Paul Oliveira.
Yes, Paul Oliveira, 14 Sea Drift. And basically, I have a few concerns. Starting with, you know, you've already addressed Captain's Cove, the marina, trying to fix that. Another thing is dealing with the short-term rentals that you're saying that you're looking for the ordinance to update it. You know, Point Pleasant has theirs updated, and it's current. So I advise you want to take a look at that one. It's actually pretty detailed.
That is one of the towns we requested that we look at. I think Belmar was another too.
Out of town, okay. You know, size, demographics. The other thing that we might want to look at to generate some revenue, because I'm starting to see a lot of cars in town that, you know, don't belong, are here for a few days, you know, issuing, just like some towns like Belmar do, where people, residents, get their parking permits. And if you need any additional parking permits, you have to prove that you live in town to get them. Because parking's starting to become an issue.
Okay.
On Sea Drift. Down at the ferry, last time that we were here, you mentioned something about getting that parking lot paved, or that you were talking with the ferry, with C-Track, trying to see, you know, how that's coming along. Is there an update on that?
No, sir. There is not.
All right. And then for the FEMA housing, the lifting, who qualifies, or are those houses already qualified?
How did that work, FEMA? How did they do the formula?
I believe the... The list generated, was that through construction?
Construction. It was listed on the board back in December about how to apply and make sure that you apply with FEMA. Not specifically for that program, but through the auspices of FEMA, they gave direction as to what other programs were available. People to get involved with that system at that point followed through, and that's the formula that was used. So it was really, I think, incumbent on the homeowner initially to seek input, and then once the program was becoming available, folks then followed up as far as that goes. But it was done through the construction office.
But these were,
and it was posted on the board.
These were houses that had filed filed the
damages,
claim,
right,
for the Irene storm.
Damages.
They had already filed. That's how they got onto this first list.
No, I understand that. I also filed. I just didn't know about this additional list. Try to get the house listed. Is there a chance to also apply again to try to get on this list?
Program's closed right now, correct?
Don't know the answer.
I think maybe this declaration was closed. I think it might be an ongoing. You can check with FEMA to see if there's maybe another declaration you could apply under. I think this one here may be closed.
They had a window on
it.
Right. Yeah.
Could we ask Lori to see if she could generate some of this information?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. We had questions about some of it dropped out.
I want to think the last time we went through this house lifting process, that's how it worked. The guy ahead of you dropped out. You moved up.
Somebody got moved up.
I'm almost.
That was a while ago, but I do remember something.
Yeah, I can certainly find out, you know, the different criteria, so on and so forth.
Paul, if you could give Tim your email address after the meeting.
Perfect. And then for the open space grant program, is that also for kind of beautifying the town and whatnot?
There's some criteria, not to beautify, but...
Yeah, the Monmouth County Open Space Grant Program is for acquisition or development of public recreation areas. It wouldn't necessarily pertain, if you're saying, to like a street or a streetscape or something like that, no.
Okay. All right, because I know you guys had mentioned something about pavers are too expensive for the town, but there's a cheaper alternative, which is stamped concrete,
right,
that looks like pavers. We can spray it, and we can get that nice Rumson Fairhaven look,
for half the cost of what they spent on all their nice pavers.
We're trying to get the flooding done first before we start fixing the sides. You know what I mean? Just so we don't have to dig up what we put in new. Thank you, Paul.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Mr. Rivera, on the short-term rental situation, I'd be curious as to your, are you in, would be in favor of it or not in your mind? On Seadrift, it's particularly tight.
Yes.
And one of our questions were of the people, of residents that would be impacted, not by doing it, but by having their neighbor or somebody close to them do it, would they be in favor? And you would be not be in favor.
I would not be in favor.
Okay.
And I am on that street, too, across the street, and I'm not.
Yeah, we understand your position. You, we had you in the right box.
Next is Fred Rosier.
Thank you, Mr. Rivera.
I echo the hallelujah, or thank God, that Patty just mentioned about the Dolphin and the Captain's Cove, Washington Avenue issue. I really want to thank the council and administration, Carolyn and Tim and Bruce. I especially, frankly, want to thank Councilman O'Neill for taking time out of his schedule a couple of weeks ago to help resolve some of the last issues that were hanging there and work this thing out. And hopefully,
for bringing the coffee, forward. Right, Brett?
And for the coffee.
coffee.
No danger for coffee.
Our strap.
No, seriously.
What's the other? What's the other issue, Fred?
Excuse me.
He said he had another issue. Oh, I'm sorry?
The fact that Ricky didn't bring David.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. If you come to the next meeting, I'll have donuts.
But to the ladies' comment on that, we stand ready to get going as soon as everything is...
What I would ask you to do, and I know I've talked about this with Mayor McKenna, you were away, and I'm sorry, I know your mom was not doing well. I apologize. What we would like to do is make sure to limit everybody's costs. We have some kind of schedule, which I don't want to be... You know, you guys work that out, your engineers and our engineers. This way, when our guy goes down there, no one's running a tab that shouldn't have to be run for inspections and, you know... We all know what's going on. It'll be a lot more amicable. Okay?
Terrific.
Thank you, sir.
Can Ricky be the point man on
He could be the point man, and then you guys can coordinate stuff. And obviously, Tim's always good to CC on any emails. Is that okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Rob Burton?
Going to Atlantic Street. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Terrence King. Sorry, go ahead.
Most council meetings recently I've heard an update from Dale on Highland Avenue. What I wanted to touch on here tonight, what I want to touch on is the speed bumps that the council is so adamant about being on Highland Avenue. I know that everybody has done their research and things like that, but it seems to me that the council is really set on these speed bumps.
Not I, Robert.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
And it shouldn't.
I don't think it should either. And that being said, there's a few reasons. Number one is there's usually just a few people here from Highland Avenue who complain about the traffic up there, but I know that the chief has been at council meetings and has provided some statistical data to the council in reference to speed on the street. Also, I would think that within, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the police department at all, if you were to search the motor vehicle crashes in that area within the past, let's say, 10 years, you might find one or two. So that really isn't an issue. I think it's just a few people up there who think that cars are speeding. And I know some of the council people who are in favor of those should maybe take a ride up there and try to drive your car. You know, at a speed, you may think of speeding. Everybody's, idea of speeding may vary, but if you get to 30, 32 miles an hour, you better put both.
What's the speed limit? 25?
25. You better put
so if I hands. Do that, are you going to give me a waiver?
I was going to get into that. You might have to put both hands on the wheel there because it gets tricky. And I don't think that somebody standing on the side of the road who doesn't know how fast cars are actually going are the people to listen to. And if you turn a corner at Miller and you put the pedal to the floor on Highland Avenue, you could get up to probably about 36 miles an hour before you have to jam on your brakes
right. To
make the right to go up South Peak Street. So if you weren't to put it to the floor, maybe you're going to get to 27, 29, somewhere around there. And is that speeding?
I think they're hearing the tires.
That's,
you know how you can make the tires squeal at low speeds because
right. You're
doing turns?
Also, what if you notice after school, the traffic backs up all the way down. That's just going to be worse. I think what's going to happen if those strips go in there, 3 months down the road, everybody on Portland Road is going to be in here.
tighten up.
Because everybody's going to avoid it.
Yeah, but in 3 months, everybody on Highland Avenue is going to say, take those noisy things out of there.
I agree.
Just like they did over at the senior
100%. Mr. O'Neill, I totally agree. Also, on the way to school, what you're going to have is people going up the hill, make the left, they're going to slow down. Now you're going to put kids in cars stopped on the highway. I don't think that's what we want to do.
Okay.
I just heard a third party the other day, and it's kind of funny that they said, if you come to a council meeting and ask for something, just be sure you tell them you live on Highland Avenue because it'll get done. I don't think that's the case, but I heard that the other day. That being said, Mayor, that's nothing against the council. But that being said, what I would like is for the council to take a look at the west side of Atlantic Street as a do not enter. It's a one way. And that was created, I don't know if you recall, years ago when the fast card was at
Atlantic. Right.
It's no longer there. So I would ask that the council take a look at that and maybe open it up to two-way traffic again.
Okay.
That was solely for that reason when the grandma had the ferry service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
But I will say, Rob, adding on to you, all those improvements on Highland Avenue were hard fought and hard won. I can tell you that firsthand.
And it looks great. I agree with everything that was done.
You know, that was all from the bridge.
Yeah.
And to add another thing to you, what you were saying, Chief told me one time that he had your guys go up and run radar up there, and the only people speeding were the people that lived there.
He told us that too, yeah, the council. No.
I know there's exemptions when you live there, but that's the story.
Okay. Terrence King?
Yeah, 11 Seadrift.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment on the short-term rental and the parking issue.
You'd be against it also, I assume? You'd be against it also?
No, we're actually the owners of the house.
Okay. Okay.
So we're for it. I think it's going to be great. As far as the parking goes, it's a parking issue if you consider you have to walk like two or three houses farther down the street to park. So I don't know. If you don't have off-street parking, then if you can't park right in front of your house, then you need to consider.
The issue is that people in certain individuals, I apologize, become irate when they're unable to park directly.
You'd be Lori, correct? Okay, no, you're next on the list.
Okay.
We all live in the same house, my friend. So, yeah. That'd be Lori King, right?
But people become irate when they can't park right in front of their house. If you park in front of someone else's house, they're out in the middle of the street screaming and cursing, and it's really vastly inappropriate. I feel that if you want to be able to park right in front of your house, then maybe a house with a driveway would have been a good thing to invest in. There's no issue with parking at the end of the street. If you go down there, you'll see any time of day or night, you can see that there's plenty of parking. Down by the bulkhead, around the corner, there's plenty of places to park. Additionally,
last night when the flood came, everybody on Seadrift moved their cars down the street. So if there's a parking issue, then where have all those cars come?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hang on a second.
They're next door neighbors, not us, that are knocking on the doors at 11 o'clock at night asking us to move our cars from in front of their house. They're next door neighbors.
And they have a driveway.
And they have a driveway. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it should be a clarified issue.
We all, at this point, it's very hard to mediate between this parking issue when there are people choosing not to use their driveways.
That's in every street, by the way.
That's
their name.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know.
This woman's dog, actually, it just had been operated on, and it had spinal fusion surgery, and it couldn't walk. So she was hoping to be able to get close to her front door so she could carry her 110-pound
driveway. Her driveway's closer to her front door.
The other house they're talking about, you guys have no relation to. It's just they live next door.
No, it just happens to be our neighbor.
You're next door neighbor. Okay.
We don't have a driveway. We did. We parked.
Right, I understand.
And none of the other people on Seadrift have an issue with either parking or the short-term rental, and I can get signatures or whatever.
So you guys are doing short-term rentals.
We actually are doing short-term rentals. We've been doing this since May. That we have been in compliance with every requirement of the town. We are registered. Landlord, there is no ordinance in town against short-term rentals. We actually, when we moved, before we moved to the town, we looked at the Highlands Waterfront Revitalization Program. We noticed that accommodating out-of-town guests was a priority of the town, and we feel that this is a way
our guest, no one has called the police.
That's what I was going to ask you. No police to the house ever or anything like that?
Ever. Okay. Usually our people, our renters tend to be either young couples with a child or two, or people in their 50s and 60s celebrating a birthday or an anniversary.
How long have you owned the house, may I ask, Ms. King?
We bought it in June of 2010.
Okay, so you've had basically a full season and now the second one.
Well, we had a long-term renter. We stayed in it the first year. We had a long-term renter. We've had renters coming in short-term since the winter.
Okay.
Like very short-term since the winter. We had our certificate of occupancy. We were told then that we had to have more certificates of occupancy. So we had Dave Mercado come. Every time he's notified us, I have personally come down to this building to speak with him because we have been attempted to be in compliance with all of the laws. And every time he comes to our house, he tells us that it's a beautiful place. There are no problems. We passed every single inspection with flying colors.
You've never been cited by the borough? Never been cited?
We have never been cited. We want our tenants to be safe. We would never want to put people in a situation that's dangerous. We also have all of the contact information for every single one of our tenants. We know exactly who these people are. We have their credit card information. Through Airbnb, we even have a $50,000 insurance policy. So that if anything were to happen, we have that policy. We have an insurance policy that covers our tenants. So should somebody walk on the front sidewalk and trip, we have an insurance policy that we obtained to cover that. So that there's no danger to the tenants, and there's no danger to the community. This neighbor that has a driveway that chooses to park in the street actually told me that some of our neighbors actually told her that our tenants were such a danger to them that they might even kill their dog and rob their house. This is what's going on in that
well,
street as a result of this. None of these people are dangerous. They're just trying to come on vacation and have a good time and relax. And all these great things that everyone is talking about here, I think it would be a much safer situation if we could have the people that are going to the Oktoberfest and going to the beer tasting, if they were staying in town and they were just walking.
Yeah, that's cool. That's people that are driving, right?
Yeah, to these events. Especially if we're able to regulate who's here, who's coming, and
sure.
You know, how they're using our properties and what they're doing.
At some point, we're going to have an open discussion on a revised ordinance, maybe. I mean, that's going to be what we decide up here. I would recommend that, obviously there's two sides, probably three to every story, so I would recommend that, look for it to be on the website, we post it and everything, because both sides will weigh in and we're going to, decide at the table what we're going to do, if anything, to the ordinance that we already have. There's some validity to update certain things, I understand it, and, we'll go from there.
Thank
you, sir. Carla Braswell?
Yes, 62 Bradley Point. I just wanted to ask the students from Henry Hudson Regional High School Concert Band recently went in a competition in Hershey Park. It's one of the first times they've competed. The high school band placed first place, and the middle school band placed second place. And we did a press release for them, and they were actually on the Garden State venue of News 12. It was very exciting. And I think I emailed the mayor and council, Mr. Hill.
We definitely got the email.
Yeah. I just thought maybe Mr. Holliday, the director, was very intense for the kids. They competed against huge schools, tuxedos, and very formal. They were very nervous, and they really did very well. And I thought maybe it would be nice to do some kind of proclamation or some kind of recognition.
You stole our thunder, Carl. It was something we were talking about already. So we'll recognize it at some point in the near future. Okay?
So what you're saying is the talent of the conductor of the Henry Hudson Band is still the same, right? Even though Mr. Elliott left, the newest guy that came in
well,
right in the street.
The kids, well, they didn't compete before. They would go, so it was like their first competition, but I think he
little
left
different.
Us with such a great talent that they were able to, place first place.
I think there were 16 high schools that they were against.
Fantastic. Yeah. So they did good. Okay. With that, I'll
approve it. It was New York, New
second.
Jersey.
Offered by Mayor Nolan, second by Mr. Francie, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah. Weekend. See you on the 20th, folks.